Like to call to order the meeting of the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District. Roll call, please.
Chair Graves.
Present.
Vice Chair Steele.
Here.
Diane Alexander.
Here.
Paul Emmett.
Here.
Jim Madison.
Here.
Thank you. This is a time for public comments. If anybody has any comments that they want to make on items that are not on the agenda, this will be the time to do that. Anybody wanting to speak should come up to the podium. If an item is on the agenda, then I would ask you to wait until that item is called.
I have an item that's definitely not on the agenda.
Then you're in the right place.
Good. And I also have handouts.
Oh, hell now. Got crayons to go with those?
Yeah, I'll get crayons in the back.
You need to pass them to the top there, too.
Yeah, I've got the hidden copies up front.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else want a copy?
Dennis, I suggest you just set them on the back table.
Okay, that's fine. I apologize. This came off the press about 15 minutes ago, and I talked it over with the family members before I brought it forward to the community. What I would like to propose for your consideration is discussions with Rick a couple weeks ago, I mentioned the fact that memorials often are a way to enhance what we do in a small town. And in further discussions with him, I offered up that it kind of leverages financial resources and also gives a small town a way to set up memorials for people that were contributing members or community, or a way to honor those that we love. Rick mentioned that you're considering within the plans for the future community center, possibly a small area for a library. And you know, many of you may know, just a couple of weeks ago, we lost a stalwart of the community when Chet Loveland passed away after a lengthy battle with cancer. Chet was on the board here, I believe, originally. He was on DBPOA for many years. He's done a lot for the community. He's also a retired educator, parent, and grandparent. I propose that we consider setting up a memorial funding mechanism to fund a library, a small library facility in the community center. And I further propose, subject to the adequate funding, we name that area in honor of Mr. Loveland. My experience, such an action serves as a catalyst for further such activities by other community members. And I also know that at this point, you have no hard, firm plans for community centers, so this is strictly a proposal level. But with what little information I could gather, I think we have something like 120 square feet. And I just grabbed three different plans to be put into an area of that size. If this was something you guys would like to consider, you members would like to consider taking forward to the next step. And if that was something we wanted to pursue, then of course we would try to design into the area that we have. I think it can be done in such a way that there's no financial burden on the community, other than once the library is set up, of course, we'll have to maintain. One of the things that we found in doing library work, and most of you are probably aware of this, most of the teens and the older people now do all their library work at home on their personal computers.
I'd like to comment on that.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Because I'm a librarian for Custer County.
Okay.
And that is definitely not the case.
Okay, well, in...
If people say that, I can tell they don't use libraries, but I mean, the circulation just gets higher and higher in Contra Costa every year. I work in all the East Bay libraries, and they're very busy with all ages.
Well, and that's so good. The only dilemma, my familiarity with quite a bit of it, was the Pleasant Community Library. Whenever I go in there, the kids' area is packed. The other areas are being used, but not to the degree that the kids' areas are being used. And our problem, of course, we only have about 120 square feet. So regardless, the reason I threw in pictures of kids' areas, that's an area that I think would get a lot of use. They want to do something else here, that's fine. I'm not trying to dictate that. This is what we're proposing that we consider.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment on items that are not currently on the agenda for action? Okay, seeing none, I close public comment at this point. Do I have a motion to approve the previous minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the previous minutes.
Are there any changes or adaptions to those from anybody? Any comment from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Was not a second?
That's okay.
Can I get a second, please?
I'll second the motion.
Motion carries. Presentations. Who do we have for this staff?
It'll be myself and Farron. She actually participated in the webinar that took place with the finance staff as well as Farron about a week or 10 days or so ago. And while the TV's warming up and it's coming up on the board, we've been discussing different methods and manners and different processes to be able to check people into the facility, to be able to continue to record their fees that are being paid, their scheduling of instructors, scheduling of classes. And so there's a program, and you have a copy of the handout there. These are just some of the screenshots from the website. Farron, maybe you might want to grab the mic up here.
We'd love to have a brief overview of this program, and then if we have any questions, we'll address them that way.
Yep, so this is just a screenshot of the website. Go there, easyfacility.com. The left-hand side, I don't know what this guy's there. The left-hand side pretty much describes the types of services that the program offers. For facility scheduling management, full service billing collections, mobile applications people can use from their mobile phones and sign up for classes and that sort of thing. Invoicing and payments, payroll and commissions, as we pay our commissions or as we pay our instructors. Point of sale, there's a whole list of items that are included in this service. And so these are just some of the screenshots, and you all have a copy of the same thing. But it shows you how the different courts and the different fields and the different facilities are able to be reserved and recorded for use. This one here shows a fictional person who is signing up for a bank EFT account to have his fees come out of his account from a direct deposit, from a direct debit account. Here is just a screenshot of a team rental, along with the notes in the there's an area there with the notes regarding any variety of things. You can print out and post daily schedules, weekly schedules. It gives you a management report of all the revenues that are coming in and where they come in and how they're allocated. And then again, very similar to the screenshot before with making payments. And then this would be this is our card that will be attached that everybody will receive when they sign up. It's a key fob, very similar to the one you receive when you go to Safeway or any of those other places that offer that type. You just scan it and scan right in. And so we're going to be rolling this program out in the next 10 days. Farron, you have anything to add to that?
The program's pretty extensive. Everything that we talked about needing to cover, it covered, and then some. There is limited functionality depending on what you want to show what employee. So if you want an employee who's only able to check in, view a photo, see what they what packages that they have or uses they can come in and do, log them into a class, that's all they can do. They won't have access to billing information or other sensitive details about that user or registrant. It would be defined per person. It also tracks a lot of the other courses or the programming that we would get into in the future. Being able to check them into classes and track which classes people are coming for. Also, at a later date, some of the instructors have said that they're interested in going on a commission split, which is eventually what would be ideal for keeping our instructors independent contractors. And that's a great way for them to promote on their own websites or on their card, is that they actually get access to their own programs through their, they can put a direct link to sign up for their class. We can also put this on our website, a link to sign up for our programming, show our fees, they can go online, they can pay online. They'd still probably have to sign their forms when they come in for their liability releases, but all of that information can be done online, which will save us staff time and processing. And it's a great way to market it and get that out. It's just one simple website, like, you know, from our homepage.
It's a pretty robust program in terms of, for the overall cost, it's extremely reasonable. You pay a monthly usage fee, so if you decide you don't like it, you have invested a lot in the software. But reading on the site, the different organizations that use it around the world, anywhere from small park and rec districts all the way up to large universities that schedule their different types of recreational program. So we just wanted to give you that as a presentation. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions from the board?
How much is this program?
It's $249 a month for the level that we need it at. And then the next level, which would probably be the most we'd ever get to in our community, would be $299 a month.
And what's the setup? And they come in and train and all
that? They do, yeah. There's online trainings and they have 24/7 support. Our first training is scheduled for this Friday.
So that doesn't cost any more? It's just $249?
No, there was an initial setup fee of $400 yeah. to get everything customized for us. Now we can put in whatever program names, we can define it. You know, some people use it as gyms and it's, you know, different than yep. what we want to do for, you know, recreational programming, or different rooms, different courts, different whatever right. we have rentable, you know, or reservable. So we're able to customize that completely to us, and that's included in the $400 setup.
That's not bad at all.
It's also all web-based, so it's, you're not actually loading software. It's all on the web, which makes it easy for the end user to go in, to go online, sign up for their classes. Like I said, they can do it on their mobile phone, they can do it on an iPad, or on their home computer. It's pretty straightforward.
So by March 1st, you said the next couple weeks will be rolled out. So by March 1st, when we're officially here we go, we'll be scanning.
We hope to be doing so before that. We're actually, as soon as the computers arrive, we have a computer should be here later this week or the first part of next. As soon as that takes place, it's scheduled, I believe, on the 15th or 16th to arrive.
I guess I'm just talking when people, I mean, February is free. So in March, when we get going, then we'll be ready to roll.
We're going to start collecting the information as users start to roll into the facility.
Right.
They've got to sign their liability waiver form, and we're going to get them into the, we'll start putting them in at that point in time.
They believe that this will be up and running before we're all trained on it. So we give them the answers of what we want it to look like. They fill it in. It'll be active for us, and then it's whenever we want to roll that up, when our comfort and we're fully trained on the program.
Chris, did you have a question?
Yeah, just on the barcode, what is that?
They would be scanned in when they come through the front door, and it would pull up their member information. It would pull up on the computer screen a picture and their name and what their access level were, or membership type or user type was. Mm-hmm.
How do you envision validating each person coming through the door as having, you know, paid their fee?
Oh, it would tell you that. It tells you the main screen on your, I wish there was a screenshot of that, but if you're, even just as a look only, as in a, you know, maybe a front desk employee, it pulls up the membership and tells you whether it's active, whether the liability is on file, if it's up to date. You know, we can put those in where it's like an annual thing or whatever, we need to check it, so it's automatic.
Or pay your fee,
it tells
your card was bad, or?
Yeah, it's all tied together.
Is there a photo ID element to the system?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is there a photo ID that you're going to have to carry on site?
No. So they won't. The cards will not have their photo on it. When they scan that, and we'll have a camera. The camera was included in the purchase of the computer. So anytime a member comes in and signs up, we'll take their picture. We'll get all their emergency information, and the pictures will only use to identify them when they come in the building.
Say again.
the picture is only used to identify them when they come in the building. So it's
so,
only
on the computer. So I can't give it to, I can't give my card to Kevin because he doesn't look as good as I do, so.
No. Okay.
I could shave my head and then we could be closer.
We could do a lot of things. One more thing, does this, does this integrate with our finance department? Is this, is the reporting or, yeah, exportable information?
I wish Dina was here to answer that more specifically, but I know that she was comfortable with the
okay.
solutions that they provided.
So it won't be too much. And then one more thing is, as far as calendaring, we at some point we'll probably have a website for our community center, and will this system, has a calendar system built into it that can be put into our website?
I know that there's a scheduling program in here,
okay,
and I haven't gone through the full training, so I'm not sure
okay.
what we can, where the access level is, and if that's something we publish or how that happens
okay.
When I go through a more in-depth training.
Because sometimes I go on to some associations I belong to,
yeah.
and I can go to the monthly calendar, and I can click on you know, a certain event, and all of a sudden it takes me to a registration page.
Yeah.
If anything, there'd be a link probably to mobile.
I would suspect that what we would do in that scenario would be that we would have our website, our own page, and then in order to sign up, you click on the link and it takes you here.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty great. Interesting. Did you look at any other softwares?
We did. We did some preliminary, not as in-depth as this one.
Okay.
Just kind of getting through, just we never got far enough to be interested to sit down with the programs we looked at.
I like it.
Diane, do you have any questions?
No,
did you have another question?
I was just going to comment, Mr. Steele. Most of the other gyms have this type of a system, and it is. There's a little monitor, so when you check in, they can see your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing is you can send out, like they'll send you every month, they'll send you something that says, you use the gym this amount, you know, this month, and everybody else used it this amount. I mean, all that information is in here, so you can decipher it in many, many ways. It's, these things are pretty neat.
Explain to me the protocol here. Rick, you've moved forward with this. We didn't need to take any action on this. It was part of what was budgeted. So we're good to go there, so there's not an action item. But I still would like to hear comments from the public on this, even though it's not considered an action item. Does anybody have any input or questions they need clarification on?
Just because I'm on the board, from what little bit I've heard just right now, I'm pleased that I'm here.
My question would just be security of the data. I think that you know, when you start managing people's credit cards and all that, you got to have the latest security for the internet. And I want to make sure that we've got backups regularly of all this data, because again, we're subscription based with this company. We don't own the software. They could turn it off tomorrow, and I'm concerned about that. So I want to make sure that report is taken down daily.
Yeah, I actually don't think that we want to keep that kind of information here, because then we have a whole other set of guidelines that we'd have to. This company is, again, I'm not the finance person, but there were four different certifications they held, the highest certifications you could have, same that your banks do for financial security. So they've gone through the qualifications to obtain those certifications, and that was also a question that Dina asked and was concerned about during our presentation.
Sir.
Most software of this type doesn't hold credit card information beyond the point that they process it for that particular action item.
Right.
Some do, but very, very few. Okay. You would want to be in the majority who does not keep that information. You want to keep as little personal information as possible. This was my profession for 40 years.
Right.
So
right.
That's keep it at a minimum. What you
sounds
need
to me that's where we are.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's what I think that's what this software has. Right.
Thank you for your input. I appreciate that. Great job. Good. Look, I mean, it looks very robust. What I like about it is that it's got the flexibility to do all the things we intend to do with the community center. And if different components come and go, it still is robust enough that we don't have to go look for another system. I like the rental factor if we bring in a vendor. I like all those kinds of things that we talked about seem to be covered in this. So great job, Darren, for coming up with this. Appreciate it.
You can go online to the website. Like I said, it's easy.
Something in the
fitness.com, and they've got, there's a number of videos that are, you can go on, you can look at the different videos, and it shows their processes and how the system might work.
Great, thank you very much. Okay, on to new business and action items, E1.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Jen.
Hi, how are you? Just a quick question. There's a lot of information just kind of circling around, and all I'm taking here is bits and pieces of what people are saying and doing, that kind of thing. What my question is everything, everyone's talking about it just being a gym. And that's for what, the next 3 months? Is that right? Is the community, it's going to stay a gym?
Jen, we discussed this in depth at the last meeting, and just for the benefit of your information, all we agreed to was to keep that building. We have 7 acres there, so there's a lot more than a building with equipment in it at this point. There's a lot of other things that are gonna go on there. But considering that we don't own the property yet, do we?
Tomorrow.
We don't own the property yet. It's pretty hard to make plans on what we're going to do with somebody else's property, although we're trying to anticipate as best as we can. And what the board decided, and I don't know who everybody is, but what the board, if everybody's wrong, if that's what they're saying, is what the board has decided, what the committee recommended to the board of directors, and what the board of directors voted on at the last meeting was to continue to operate the fitness club as it is for the next 120 days until we can evaluate the property, evaluate the building, do some minor, some mandatory repairs to make it, to cover our risk, our liability, and enhance the repairs that need to be done there. And then at the end of that 120 days, we'll know where we're gonna move, how we're gonna move forward with the entire property. So there's not any decision of any long-term that have been made with regards to anything.
Okay. Well, I know, I appreciate that. And like I said, you know, I haven't been to any of your meetings, and I don't have a lot of information about it, but I do want to know what's going on. You know, for those of us that have children in the community, it's a very big deal that it is going to include activities, things for them to do. And the only thing I keep hearing out of everyone is, it's a gym. And being that I have not been able to attend, I work. Sometimes I'm working till 9 o'clock at night. It's difficult to get to meetings for me.
Appreciate that.
But
there's going to be many components to it. We just haven't had an opportunity.
Continue to have all of these meetings throughout the planning, throughout.
Absolutely. Future programming opportunities is item E4 here, so you'll hear a little bit about that tonight also.
Okay,
some more
perfect,
on the
perfect.
Agenda. But yes, this committee is going to continue to guide the process, make recommendations to the board until we get down to it. Staff has been working overtime to get recommendations, but just to get the functionality of things has occupied a lot of time. We're a small staff. We're a small town.
I totally understand that. I'm just thinking past 120 days, and I'm...
Stand by.
And like I said, you know, it's in a small town, and everyone does this, and...
We can't control that. All we can do is...
And you can't control that,
exactly.
And the only thing I can do is come here and find out.
Okay.
And that's mainly what I'm on a fact-finding mission. But very good.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, if you can't make the meetings, you can go on our website, and it's all recorded on there, and you can listen to them. Did you get that?
No, yeah, I know that.
All right.
Item E1, mission statement discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. At the last meeting, we discussed the potential adoption of a mission statement. Mission statements, as are indicated in the report, are often used by an organization to convey a sense of direction and describe what their purpose in life is, if you will, what their vision is, and what their what unique scope and services that they offer. And so we put together just a sample mission statement. We talked about it last week. I've gone ahead and embellished a little bit on that, and it's towards the bottom of the report where the paragraph begins, it is also appropriate to more fully describe the functions, services offered, and the manner which those services will be provided. So the mission statement that was the draft before you last week is included along with some edits to that. We also included an attachment that has 7 different community centers listed in how they describe the programs and the unique services that they offer. And so this is one of those items that is used for not only for staff to be able to have a sense of direction, but also so the community knows what our direction is and where we're headed and what our focus is. And so at this point, we're just looking for ideas, suggestions, recommendations. This certainly doesn't need to be acted upon this evening. We can talk more about it later on. If you like what you see, you can approve it and recommend it for future board consideration. But at this point, they're just samples as to what might be out there. And I'd certainly like to hear from some of you as we move forward as to some ideas that you may have. And if they come upon you tonight, tomorrow, the next day, by all means, send an email, phone call. We can certainly bring it back at the next meeting, continue to discuss it as we move forward.
Any questions from the board before?
I don't have a question, comments? But I do have a comment.
Well, then let's see if there aren't any questions about that. Let's see if there's any questions or comments from the public, first of all.
Diane had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Diane.
Well, it wasn't a question. I,
oh, okay.
Because I.
Yeah, well, the protocol that I'm trying to work here is what we use is Rosenberg's rules, which is that if there's questions from the board, then we ask those for clarifying, but then we go to the public for comments, and then we come back to the board for comments. So if we're going to comment on it, I would like to hear the comments. Because otherwise, we're not responding positively to the input we get either. So I would like to hear if there's any comments then from the public first. Well, that was a waste of time.
I have a question.
It's time for okay. We're getting into a bad habit here of dialogue. We don't go back and forth here. We really look for comments, and unless it's you can't make a comment unless you understand something, I guess. But you need to come up to the mic no matter what.
So when is the committee going to recommend the mission statement to the council?
We're in the process of making those
comments
at this point.
This is the proposed mission statement. Are we going to finalize it tonight, or are you going to be taking emails and stuff through the week?
I do not believe that we're going to finalize it tonight because I don't think the committee's ready to do that. This is our first look at the draft.
Okay.
And it'll be a process the public will be involved with because we're going to do it right here in front of everybody.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I missed it. You said we could email comments to, did you say something?
What, I'm sorry?
I was referring more to the committee's input into it.
See, this is the time for comments. If you have something you'd like to say, this would be a great time to say it, rather than wait.
I haven't had a chance to digest it yet.
Perfect. Then it'll come up at the next meeting again, and you will.
Right.
How's that?
Okay.
Great.
Right.
Thank you. Diane, do you have a comment?
Well, I was just saying that I thought we were all supposed to work on it, so I'm going
to
go ahead.
Oh, good.
But I aimed, for brevity, so people maybe were more likely to remember it. So that's. And I like a lot of things here too. So I'll just give you what I was thinking.
In the meantime, Jim, did you have a comment?
All I was going to say is I have not had an opportunity to look at them, and I'd like to take the opportunity until we get to meet again.
And I would encourage staff to buy a period. That's one heck of a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a period.
Should I read what I said? Well, in the interest of being short, I just said our mission is to provide facilities, programs, and events to promote fitness, lifelong learning, and social well-being.
Nice.
Taking some of the terms from that. Because we got these samples last week, so.
That's pretty good. Social well-being.
So, what I'm hearing, I think, is that staff has got some direction. I mean, I like healthy are good words, promote fitness, good word, well-being, all those are great words, and I think they could probably be put into a more concise statement. That would be my
opinion. Brevity is always better if you can say it in fewer words.
You have to be able to memorize it. I would make a longer list of every activity that's there, but I like the higher level that you presented for us tonight, Dan. So.
I like the I have to think about the parks within the buffers, but I was inferring like everything in one statement. People might not think about the parks unless we say that.
So staff, how do you want to handle this? You want to refine this and bring something back to us, maybe a little closer, and then we may refine it as a committee at the next meeting?
That would be fine. I just wanted to get a feel for where you were going.
I think you're on the mark. It's just a matter of there's some redundancy in there and such. Okay, moving on to E2, schedule of closure for cleaning of building.
So we've been trying to, I guess, to make this as seamless of a transition as possible to keep operations going after the property transferred. There are, however, some things that need to be done that can't be done while we're operating and the facility is being used. Some of those items include, mainly cleaning the carpets. And in order to clean the carpets and to sanitize the floors and to do a thorough cleaning, to remove the equipment. We're planning on, I'll get into the schedule of this, but while this shutdown is occurring, to do everything at once. So we pre-planned and organized to have some help come in and move out the equipment, to have another organization come in and service and take a look at the equipment, to clean the equipment, that the building would be in keeping at that same time. The carpet's done. It's a sanitizing carpet cleaning. It's not just the typical one you'd see at your house. And then they would bring back in all of the equipment. There will be some input from some of the instructors who have mentioned that some of it is not in the ideal locations. There's also some concerns that we have to address from the fire department with the location of some of that equipment. So there may be some that may be changing a little bit, but those are just things that are going to get addressed. There's also some small electrical items. We'd like to shut off power cord during that time. Water lines that need to be repaired. It'd be great to be able to turn off utilities to do that. So we're suggesting that a temporary closure, we're tentatively planning it with your blessing to shut on 9 a.m. Thursday, February 21st, which allows for the morning workout sessions and classes to occur, and to reopen Saturday morning at 7 a.m. We have discussed with some of the instructors and some of the staff as to what their opinion was on the best closure times, and those were the dates.
Clarifying questions?
Is there going to be painting done inside the facility at that time as well?
Minimally. But that may not be during that time. There will be some minimal painting done on patching of holes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure if it doesn't have to occur while it's shut, because they're not going to do the whole thing.
So this is very limited cleaning?
Well, very extensive cleaning.
It doesn't
deep cleaning.
Does it sound like the bathrooms are being addressed? Restroom sanitization?
All of the floors and
walls?
The cleaning of the restrooms itself are going to be handled by our janitorial service. We'll go in and do a thorough cleaning of that. To do the floors is a different process, and our the people that we use just aren't capable of doing this massive of a job at once, so we're trying to coordinate all of that.
I've got nothing, but you don't think that they're redoing the bathrooms or anything, right?
I was looking for, if we're going to shut down for 2 days, I was trying to figure out what a thorough cleaning looks like besides just the floors and wiping the equipment off. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to wonder, are you going to be pulling equipment out of rotation? If we find a piece of equipment that's damaged, that we don't have parts, that piece of equipment is not going back in the building, right?
No.
Right. Okay.
Any other questions from the committee? Paul?
I guess, you know, I'm looking at basically what amounts to me to be a 36-hour deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It just goes to my head where I say, when I walk around the facility, I have been in for a long, long time, and I was quite shocked. I wonder if it's not better to, if you're going to be opening up on a Saturday morning, why don't we just keep it closed on Saturday and Sunday to get more work done?
Well, okay. For some of the work that we have to do, depending on the dollar amount, we pay prevailing wage. To work on a Saturday and Sunday, you're paying more than prevailing wage. So it's going to cost a lot more to work on a Saturday and Sunday. And not to do me, I'm with you there. I'd love to shut it down. I mean, okay, personal opinion. I mean, it'd be great to do a large work, body of work at one time. But we're just trying to keep the flow going. And this is just, again, everything we brought to you guys and the board was to just get us through until a final decision could be made. And so we're trying to make sure that it's clean, it's safe, it's a healthier environment to come into, but it's not your final product. So.
Go ahead, Paul.
What about the ADA compliance issues? Are they going to be resolved in this period?
The only ADA compliant issue that I know of that we need to address is an access from inside the building to outside the building when you're the center part of the building, if you will. Mm-hmm. When you come in and you it takes out that center courtyard. Mm-hmm. We need a 5x5 foot square with the ramp there, and we have that. That was part of the numbers that we was included in the figures we gave you last week. Since the building itself is not, the use is not changing, and we're not remodeling anything or fixing it this time, it can continue in its current operational status without having to address a lot of those other ADA issues that might come about if in the future that building is renovated.
And I would remind the committee and the public that the program that this committee took to the board of directors was to do minimal and only essential repairs to the building to enhance it enough to make it inviting to people to continue to operate and see if we could grow the membership, but not to do a major rehab in the sense that we, in 120 days, we don't know what that building's gonna be yet. That's gonna be part of our job. So that's why I believe why there's not extensive remodeling, extensive painting going on at that point, because we didn't budget for that, because we haven't got our arms around exactly what everything's gonna look like yet.
The majority of the funds that were programmed that this committee recommended last week and the board adopted 2 days later is to be spent outside the building on things that are outside this facility. What is inside the facility are those things we need to do: the sanitization, window cleaning, cleaning the equipment, repairing any equipment that can be easily repaired, removing equipment that no longer works or is no longer efficient and is no longer regularly utilized. So we're working, like Farron said, we're working with some of the instructor staff on some of those issues. But we think we can get all done in a short period of time. And some of the items, for example, there might need to be some ceiling fans replaced. If those ceiling fans get replaced, they don't necessarily have to happen at this point in time, because there's always times when someone can come in and make those repairs.
So it sounds like this is going to be done in about 10 days or so. And you may have already thought about this, but as we've talked about before, the treadmills have to go, right?
They
can't stay there. Yeah, relocated. So have you guys already figured out where they are going to go and the moving of the TVs and DirecTV and all that kind of stuff?
We haven't set a location, but we have a plan in place on how to set the equipment. We have to go in and once we get the building, we'll go in and number everything, and we'll kind of take an inventory and pictures of each unit. And then, yes, we are going to choose where those go and consider the dimensions. And we will actually mark the ground when they come back in for the movers, so that we're kind of just being in and out and as efficient as we can at that time. So we'll prepare for that.
It may be that some of those treadmills aren't going to be in the room where they're in right now. They might be somewhere else in the building.
And they probably shouldn't be.
And that'll be done with some input from existing staff as to how best to operate, I mean, best for location.
I mean,
athletic club staff.
Yeah, so. We've been taking input on that.
I appreciate that. Did you have something, Steele?
It's regarding the inventory. Have we taken inventory of the equipment today to make sure it matches the escrow?
I don't believe anything's been removed. I do have the inventory list. Have not gone in and verified that it is there. If there are items that disappear between now and the close of escrow tomorrow or first thing Wednesday morning, we'll know about them. But I don't believe anything has come out of the building.
Locksmith's ready to go.
Locksmith is ready to go.
Okay. Good, great coordination to get a repair and to get it all coordinated together. You guys have had a very short period of time. You're going to hear me be redundant here, but I'm going to say that I'm continually impressed with how much you guys have coordinated. I can't say done because we haven't done anything yet, but the court, I mean, other than the coordination, so great job with that. Item E through three. Is there some action to be taken there? No.
The only action would be is if the
My bad too.
Would be that you concur and that you concur with this plan and that you're comfortable with us moving forward. If there was another recommendation, we would certainly be willing to consider that.
And I apologize, I've not gone to the public yet. I'm sorry. Please come up and comment.
I believe last week you said even if the gym is closed, the tennis courts will still be available because we do have our league on Thursday.
There's the gal to ask.
Yeah. So our league match.
It's just the building.
And those, because of restroom facilities during the tennis match?
There will not be restroom facilities available.
We need to have access during our match, 9 to 8 or something.
We will sit down and try to come to a resolution on that.
Do we have temporaries that we're bringing?
No.
Not any longer?
It might be good to bring one on for construction for the next couple of
weeks. You might want to see if you can talk to Mariners and see if they've got that trailer. You might be able to borrow from them on temporary basis. But anyway, thank you for bringing up that point.
So the match can still go.
Yeah, we'll work that out.
And tennis courts are still Friday, Saturday, early birds, and everybody can still play.
Tennis courts will not be affected.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public?
Comments about the restrooms in the gym. I don't know whether any of you have gone use the restrooms in the gym. I'd rather go over to Jim's house and have them hose me down versus use one of those showers because the mold and the dirt and everything else is terrible in there. So I think just an over brushing of cleaning it up is not going to get it done. I mean, the building might look real pretty outside when you walk in there. You still have those restrooms. They've been atrocious for many, many years, and they really need to be addressed. So I don't know whether you considered that or really investigated it, but you probably should. One other question from all the things you're going to do, and I know you're on a tight budget and time schedule, but what is the long-term or short-term approach on asbestos in that building? What do you plan on doing?
That building was built, when was that building built? Is it after 1978?
80s.
Yeah, it's not. It
35 years
if
old.
If it's after 1978, it's not affected by the asbestos.
It wasn't built after 1978.
It's 35 years old.
And that building was built before 1978.
Okay, well, that's not us for us to decide. That will be.
Because I know that's going to be an issue. Yeah. I just wondered if you have addressed it or weren't aware of it or what.
We're not pulling out, we're not disturbing, we're not tearing ceilings or floors out at this point or walls, right. So it won't be disturbed.
Yeah, because I would think the only asbestos you would have would be in the ceilings. So.
When we address that issue, our contractor will definitely be aware of that.
Yeah, because if you had to close down, that would be a major closing down while that was being taken care of. So, okay, very good. Thank you.
If I can add on the bathrooms, they are getting a professional, a company in the business of doing sanitization is coming in to do the work. It's not
very good.
It's not just a couple of guys in a rush.
I just want to address Dennis real quick, just maybe don't know, but we don't have to go into it. But again, just for everyone knows, everything's going to stay about the same as it is for 120 days. So this will give the board 120 days to figure out what we want to do with the building in the future, and then those bathrooms, like you're saying, will
right,
be addressed.
Because I know that building might be bulldozed down eventually too, but I didn't know what you were doing.
In the meantime.
To address that now.
Yep.
Or did anyone attention to addressing it.
We have. That's it.
Okay. Where are we? E3?
Sir.
Yep. Again, I'm going to ask Farron to come on up.
Staff has been coordinating also among other items lately, the second annual Discovery Bay Earth Day Family Festival and volunteer project. This came to the board of directors back in November to discuss some project ideas. One of the projects that the board at that time had supported and had approved to move forward was the cooperative work project. It was a Blue Star Memorial with the local garden club. Last year we held, that's at Slifer Park here in town, we held our event at Slifer Park last year. Kind of behind the scenes, as this purchase has progressed, we've kind of backtracked on wanting to, or planning the event again for Slifer Park, and we really wanted to utilize the new facility for this year's Earth Day event, to bring the public there, to let them know that we're here. Last year we had over 200 volunteers, plus at least that in visitors and vendors. So it really had brought a lot of people into that park last year, and we thought we could do the same thing with the community center here. We'd be at a position where we'd kind of taken care of the major concerns we needed, and then to, you know, hopefully be able to talk to the public and let them know what's going on, let them see the facility, and then have a really great volunteer project there. The reason I'm bringing an additional volunteer project in is that the Blue Star Memorial project is very small. It's only going to accommodate probably about 20 volunteers in the course of a morning for the planting. Last year, we did a wetlands restoration. We did a massive tree planting, which is 120 trees over 8th Street, which is Discovery Bay. And it was hugely successful. We got a lot of work done with the groups we had. And so this year, presenting a community garden, which was discussed also back in October, November. And there wasn't really a great place to put it at the time. And now at the current community center, there is an empty lot, which is dirt. It's in the northwest corner. It's highlighted in your package there. And I had a brief discussion, just kind of an idea session with the Discovery Bay Garden Club, and on Thursday, and on Friday I got, over the weekend I got an email from them that they had fully supported the idea of a community garden at the community center and would be willing to participate with us on that again, additionally to the Blue Star project. So this is a The community garden is would be set plots that people could come in and rent on an annual or seasonal basis to be able to grow. There'd be rules about what they could grow and what they couldn't grow, but mainly fruits and vegetables, and then planning on maybe doing some fruit trees along the back, and then whatever, you know, anybody who was using that garden, paying for the garden, would have access to the fruit from the trees. But it is to get people, especially those on this side of town who maybe have limited backyard space, who would like to have a garden but can't, the opportunity to do that. These community gardens have been hugely successful in other areas, and typically in cities where people don't have backyard space, but also in more spread out communities as well. So just looking for input, it is a project I'd like to start to put together for the Earth Day event. And
I'd like to continue, if I can just add one more thing on this. The festival that we're planning, last year, if you recall, it was over at Slifer Park. We're planning on having it at the community center this year, with a family festival, with vendors, and we're gonna be doing something very similar to what we did last year at Slifer, but over here at the community center site.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah, I assume they're like irrigated, so
yes.
Water's all there.
Yeah.
And then it's up to the person that's renting the box to take care of it, and if they don't do it, then
take it back over. So that there would be an agreement in place, and those, you know, you're responsible for the maintenance of this, and you know, you'd get like a warning letter or something, and then we would take the plot back. And there's many other examples of communities that do that, and we have a great start because we're not having to invent that process, you know. So we'll work off of what's been successful.
Chris?
Yeah, I like a community garden idea. However, we've already had discussions with the church, and that they would like to do something similar. I would suggest that the town, in partnership with the with our new neighbor next door. We work with them on developing their land for community gardens. These specific area in this property may be useful for some other activity. I would suggest something along the lines of batting cages or something, or some other use. But I would suggest that we take it to a higher level and maybe do something with that piece of dirt next door, the big piece, as to how we can beautify that or the sidewalk area along that edge to enhance that corridor.
Jim?
If I may, on the church, I discussed this with the church after you and I had the conversation a month or so back, and they do have a garden already there. When you drive by it, you drive down the driveway, if you look to the left, it's in the school area, and they do it as part of the school, it's part of the kids' activities, part of the students' activities at the school, and they have the exact same type of setup with the boxes.
In our conversation with those guys, with the church, was that they said, hey, maybe for the next 5 or 10 years, we're not going to be doing anything with that land. It might be nice if we let you guys do a community garden there. And so I would like to open that conversation back up.
Jim?
Two comments. One, I don't think it'd be appropriate, not appropriate, but I don't think it'd be wise to have a community garden out in the open like that because the kids would trash it. When did you plan on putting this in? After our 4 months?
During. It would be during. So we'd be looking at the community, the Earth Day event, which is April 20th this year. And there have been concerns over there. We've identified them as far as kids, and I'm aware of that. There is going to be cleanup currently of that area to open that up. You will have eyesight to that, and fencing would be included with part of that project. So it would actually, having that there and kind of blocked off with part of our property and opening it up, I think would kind of deter from that kind of activity in that area.
Well, and because it'll be in the fenced-in area, I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of my point. And how did you come up with that particular plot right there?
Well, it's dead space. It's just dirt right now. And as we looked into originally, there were some plans drawn, and I think everybody's kind of seen the different phases that have come into there. And there was a suggestion of a basketball court or something along those lines going in. My concerns with just knowing some of the issues that we've run into with setbacks and noise restrictions and the problems we had with the GATA and getting that passed, that those types of sports that increase the noise level with how close that sits to the homes might become a concern for future. It also, they're not heavily utilized even. We have other courts that still need to be taken care of. They're not all utilized, and the ones that are, some of them are brand new, some of them need it. We have other courts, and so the idea was just what could we do with that space, and what could we do that would benefit different type of community. So not just saying you have to be active to come to the community center. What could you do for the women of the garden club, or who that's what their passion is, or people who
I've got no problem with the garden area. I guess my just brief concern is are we just putting into a spot right now where we're going to go, maybe we should have done something different with that. That's the only, and then maybe look at it enough where it's like, we'll never do. And you know what? We can work around everything. We got 7 acres, so.
Yeah, it's kind of, really, you're absolutely right. And that's kind of where we're opening up the conversation. We think it'd be a great opportunity, and we could get a lot of support for this type of project and start with a bang with something. Whether it stayed the current use or we went down the road, that little acre, it's about 16,000 square feet, is right behind the fire station, right up against some homes, and right next to the tennis courts. And so it's kind of in an area that's not very, the access is kind of limited. And so that was just some of the brainstorming.
Okay.
So just one quick one. How long will it take you to build that, to put that in?
Well, we'd start some work on it before, probably with the Boys Ranch, and,
you mean like a month?
We could finish it then, but the majority of it would be done on Earth Day with volunteers.
So we don't need to make a decision right now, though?
No.
but soon.
Well, but yeah, but I need to start, yeah, we would need to make a decision soon if that was the direction we needed to go,
okay.
Wanted to go.
I got one more comment.
Can I get comments from the public, please?
It seems like kind of a piecemeal approach to a big master plan that we should be envisioning for the whole project.
Thank you. Other comments?
I've watched community gardens in action before, and at least my experience with them is they're absolutely wonderful. I think this would be a really good use of some piece of this property. Whether that piece is the right piece, I don't know, that's part of your master plan, but it's something you can do now, because you've got a long time before you get the master plan fully in place.
Thank you.
I would tend to agree. I think that this is a real fast way to get the community, a different portion of the community involved. You can remove the 2x4s and the PVC pipe in 2 days if we needed to build something there. So I think it works well. I think staff's thought about it well enough. I'm not concerned with vandalism, et cetera.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Any other comments from the board?
I would just like to have further discussion on land use. And I know we're still on the 120 day, and that's why we're here. But I do want a community garden there. I just, on the property somewhere, I just don't know if that's the right corner, you know, for the whole thing. And I don't know about sun exposure and all that. I guess you would have analyzed that. But, and I hate to tear something. When we met with the consultant, and she said, you know, once you start something, it's hard to take it back out or move it. Once it comes into play into a community, people don't move. Changes are very difficult. And so, yeah, it's easy to pull the PVC out and relocate it. But just the precedence. I had thought about bocce courts or something in that area, and it was just like, you know, the accident, how easy it was to walk to there from the parking lot. But anyway.
Any other comments from the board?
I just want to say that I like the idea in that particular area. I think out in that other area, it would be too visible, especially if some of them weren't looking so good.
I just got one more. Why don't we all take a look at it? We've got, 3 weeks before our next meeting? We can all kind of take a look at it. Maybe we can come back in 3 weeks and give you our decision.
One question for you, Karen. These are above ground planters, and there's no concrete involved.
They'd be partially dug in.
And staked in. They'd just be dug in, staked in, hammered together.
Yep.
I have a black thumb. I do not have a green thumb. I have one plant in my house, and it's lived for 6 years, and it's amazing. But it's one plant. That's all I got. And when the leaves die, it's going to be gone. But nonetheless, I don't have any knowledge of the kind of involvement the community may have in this, but I do know that my mother spends every day of her life on her garden. So I think that it's a good idea personally, and I would encourage the committee to take a look at the property, and I think that what we should do is bringing this back as a future agenda item with, and there's some disparity on the board, so let's make it an action item for vote at the next meeting so that we give you an opportunity to make the plans if we go that direction. Any other comments?
I'm sorry. Did you want plans for the vote? Is that what the suggestion was?
No. We just were giving guidance to staff as to what we want at the next meeting, so we can. Jim had indicated that we should all take a look. I agree with that.
I just thought the Earth Day, at the board level, I thought there was going to be more Earth Day options than just one option. So I'm surprised that we just have one option for Earth Day.
Well, that's
we also have the Blue Star Byway is taking place also. That's
sure.
One as well.
For 200 people.
And there's I'm assuming that more will be going on. I'm hoping that more will be going on the site to enhance the community, whether it's face painting or balloon twisting or whatever it is.
The festival separate.
Yeah, exactly. That we will it will encourage community involvement at the new community center site.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Item E4.
The only handout I have on that this evening is you received a copy of their current fees that are used at the facility right now for their members, our future users. And in conversations with maintaining the current structure, there are opportunities and allowances for day use fees, if you will, so those are all in place. We met this past week with, I want to say, all of the instructors, Sam's one. I think Susan was the only one we weren't able to get together with. So we met with them all, and we presented a number of options. Some of the things we talked about are here last week with some of the bundling opportunities. Some of the conversations that the public made were very well taken, and we got input from the instructors, and they're very excited about the opportunity. In fact, when they left here, they all went out for coffee, I think, and thought of more ways that they can become more involved in the process. So that is, from the membership or from the user fee status, this is what we will be maintaining for the next 120 thereabouts days through the end of June, until this committee has determined or has had a chance to look into what the future of the center will hold. With respect to some of the activities and the programming, as we indicated on Earth Day, we want our big Earth Day to be the community center to be the focus of the Earth Day activities. And while we will have a project over at Slifer Park with the Byway Memorial, if we do move forward with the community garden, regardless of where the volunteer event takes place, there will be a festival that will be taking place there in the afternoon. It's envisioned that we've got, I believe, a food cart possibly scheduled to come in, some of our local restaurant vendors as well, Bounce House, similar to what we did last year, as well as an afternoon concert by a local Discovery Bay band. Quick Fix. Everybody's heard of them. I'm looking to you, Jim.
Never heard of Quick Fix.
Anyway, so we're looking to get them on board to be able to have a nice little concert at the end of the day, be able to show off to the community, hey, it's a work in progress. We got the bones of a good structure here. And as we move forward, we'd like to get their input as well. We'll probably have some questionnaires for them. What types of classes are you interested in taking? Maybe give them a list of classes or a list of activities, and they just check off what they would like to see for different age groups. I stopped into the Brentwood Community Center this weekend and picked up their current rec brochure, and it's fairly extensive, and they have a lot of programs that would be really nice to have. But at this point in time, it's just too early for us to begin to develop something of this type of volume of classes. But what we would like to start in on would be those classes that we know would bring people, would bring residents in, would bring children in to do some classes and some programming as we move through, as we start to program the summer out, assuming this community decides to move forward. So it is not envisioned that this will be a membership club, so that it will be open to the public. The public can come and use it. There will be certain things that will be no charge, and there will be certain things that will have use fees associated with them if you want to take a class, those sorts of things, consistent with what other rec districts do, what other cities do in their recreation programs. So those are the types of things that we're looking to move, that we'd like to bring back to this committee. And we would like to have some input and some ideas of some of the things, if things we haven't thought about. We're only so many people, and we think we have a lot of really great ideas, but we miss a few of them every now and then, and so we'd like to get some input from the committee, from the public, as we start to move forward with some of our programming ideas.
Any input from the public? Ideas? Programs you'd like to see implemented? Things that you think would make a successful community center? Components?
I don't have any ideas or anything, but you were saying, Rick, think classes you know that would do well? Can you give examples of what types of classes or programs that is?
Well, right now, one of the instructors met with last week. She's interested in doing some line dance classes. She's interested in doing some water aerobics with seniors during the summer when it's warm, get them into the pool. But also at the end of the season, as she mentioned, we live on the land, so don't let it stop there. Continue those types of programs for seniors that need a little bit more mobility. Arts and crafts classes for younger kids, possible summer camp type things as we move forward. Reading programs maybe for kids. The sky is really the limit, because it doesn't all have to take place at the community center. It can take place throughout the community. As I've mentioned before, and as I think the committee is aware, I like to use the term hub and spoke, where the hub, where it starts there, but it may take place somewhere else. It may be a paddleboard class offered by one of our local paddleboard vendors that might be certified into getting into that sort of thing. And so there's a, like I said, the sky's really the limit.
Okay. One thing maybe I will suggest, it seems like we do a lot for little kids and we do a lot for adults, but we miss that 13 through 17 mark. Something to maybe consider, I think they do in Brentwood, is they actually have a youth committee. And they come to the board and with ideas of things they want to happen with their community, in their community center. I've read, in some of the Brentwood recreational things, they'll do maybe a dance night or a movie night or something. It is that group of kids, that probably need our eyes more on them than any other age. And something safe, something parents can feel comfortable with. I just want to make sure we don't leave them out. That's
a good idea.
That it's just, and you know, and it might help to have a youth committee, that because you know we'll come up with something and they'll be like, "Are you kidding me?" You know, get their ideas, what they want to do, what's fun to them, and try to work with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good idea.
Well, I'm going to comment on the seniors. I was very active with the Brentwood Senior Club, and the fitness program is always a sellout. So there's always a waiting list for people to get into the fitness program. So that's really a very good idea. But I'd like to offer to be involved in starting a senior club here and begin the writing of a 501c3 for it, because that could take as long as a year. And that would allow a lot of things to come in, like AARP, with a lot of different venues that could come into the center and offer free programs to the seniors.
Can you hook up with me after the meeting so I get your name and just
you have
get
my
some
name.
Information? Thank you.
Any other comments from the public?
I'm part of the Discovery Bay Pickleball Club, and we're doing our own publicity right now, as well as offering free instructional courses. So this week we had 3 new people came out for instruction. But that's something that you can incorporate into your program. And we are going to do that year round. You know, at least 1 day a week of free instruction, 1 or 2 instructors there. So just for information.
Good.
It's already on our radar screen.
We've actually had a meeting here where I think every person that plays pickleball in Discovery Bay showed up. So we're aware of your enthusiasm for your sport. Sir, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to add something to the pickleball. I was asked by Bob Lyman to come here, and I don't know if this already been discussed, but there's going to be 8 tennis courts here. Bob tells me that you've seen it done, and it can be done, that you can take 1 tennis court and make 4 pickleball courts out of it. And it seems like it would be a very, very efficient use of one of those tennis courts, because there's a lot of pickleball players, and I think we probably outnumber the tennis players, but it seems like it would be a useful and efficient use of the tennis courts.
So I just wanted to mention that. I know that had been brought up before.
Thank you for that. Actually, staff has a, the board of directors has already instructed staff to move forward with a dedicated pickleball court facility someplace. I just don't know if it's going to be there at Cornell or whatever, but we understand that, and we're moving forward with dedicated pickleball courts. Is correct?
Correct.
Is that part of our report?
The board did direct staff to move in that direction. However, the gentleman's correct. Mr. Lyman did contact staff about a week ago, and with an alternative suggestion that would convert one of the courts from a tennis dedicated court to a pickleball dedicated court, possibly over Cornell. Since we're getting 8 courts here, that could touch a cost. It's very early in the discussion stages. It's being brought to you for the first time this evening. We just heard about it, I want to say, last week.
Very good.
I think the idea is that it would be cheaper to make 4 pickleball courts out of 1 tennis court, because you already have the structure there, rather than just creating some new pickleball courts. I think it would be a fraction of the cost. So something to keep in mind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? Comments from the board with regards to the use of the facility and programming?
Well, I agree with the gentleman about the pickleball court. If it's so that's my 2 cents too. It'd be easy to take one of those, and I think we've looked at that before. So,
board,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, some future programming might be some sort of arts, improv or something. Maybe a class on that. We've got some nice bocce courts down at Cornell. It might be kind of fun to have an intro to bocce and try to organize some sort of bocce. We get some a little more organized around that facility. And then the horseshoes, we've got that there. And we'll learn then if we need to add that to this property someday. It was one of the items. But those are the things I was thinking of right now.
Thank you, Chris. This is going to be a really, this is going to be great, because see, people don't even know that we can rent. I mean, it's going to be a central location to come to all this stuff. You go to the community center, you don't come to the office to get the horseshoes or the bocce balls. You go to the community center. It's going to be a good thing, and I think that we'll find that the community will grow in its recreation and usage. It's going to take a while. People aren't used to it. We've talked about it for 20 years, but there's actually going to be some action here. I do have a concern with regards to programming fees and usage from a kind of an administrative standpoint that I think this might be a good time to talk about. And that is that there's been a lot of, as Jennifer mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of talk out there, and there's been a lot of press, and you can read an article any way you want to, but the bottom line is I think it's important that communication go out to the community that is very decisive in saying that this is open to everybody in Discovery Bay. And I think, first of all, we should get a hold of our local press and make sure an article goes out that says that for the month of February, this is the building's not just open for free to the people that are already using, it's open for free to the whole community. Come in for 15 days and use the existing facilities for free. It's no longer a membership club. You're not a member of that club. You pay to use the club. Also, I think it would be helpful if we incorporated, I know that the committee accepted and adopted the existing structure for the fees that we're going to charge, so there's not an increase to the existing members, but I think there needs to be a component put into that for day usage, week usage, or month usage, so that we make sure that the public understands that this is their building as well as the people that are already using it. So we're not perpetuating a fitness club that existed. We are inviting the public to come be healthy and be part of a fitness club, and whether they choose to do it at whatever user fee level they choose, it's open to them. It's not closed to them. It's open to everybody in the community. And I think it's very important that we get that word out so that it doesn't appear to the public like they're paying for other people to use the facility. And that's not what we are doing here, and that's not what we're encouraging here. Now the press comes in. Perfect timing, Paul. I just gave my spiel.
Paul, listen to the music.
Actually, he's been here.
But anyway, I think it's imperative that we get that communication out to the community, because I don't want it to appear that we're catering to a limited amount, but in fact, we're inviting the entire community to become a part of the community center. That just happens to be what's in the facility at this particular time, and it may continue to be there. But we want people to come use it, and everybody in the town can use it for free for the month of February once we get ownership. And they might want to wait until after the cleaning, just so they don't get shot. Encourage a structure be put together in addition to the monthly user fee, so that people understand they can come in and try it. But I know you guys are doing this, but what's important is I want the community, I want the everybody that's talking about it, to talk about that they're all invited in there, and it's open to the entire community. It's not just open to the 230 members that were members of the fitness club. Dennis, did you have something?
Question or comment? I like that idea, but they're doing the cleaning on the 21st by the time we get the word out. What about coming up, as long as you brought up, with something for March? Because everybody that comes in has to get their picture taken, has to go through the liability release and all that. That's kind of an onerous task. So maybe you had some sort of, you were saying have the people of the community wait until after the 21st cleaning.
Oh, I didn't realize that I guess I didn't look at the proposal that way. Is that really as late? We're doing it that late in the month?
We're starting cleaning immediately. Next week. The carpets are going to happen in a few days.
Thank you, Diane. Yeah. That would be next week, so as soon as we can get the word out, the place will be clean.
Yeah. But I was just thinking along the lines, the logistics of having all those people come in, maybe you do something in March, as long as you're talking about it, to encourage people to come in. Maybe they pay, rather than signing up for a month, they paid $5 to come use the facility, get signed in, and then, like you're saying, get as many people in there in February, March as possible. But there is that logistics of running them through the end process.
Absolutely. That's all I was. And I appreciate that, but really my thing to like, Dennis, because I believe I said that, let's get a day use fee involved in this, or a weekly use, or get some options so people understand that I'm turning it off now, so people don't have to come in and use it and pay a monthly fee.
Right. Again, my interest in bringing this up is you have the press, somehow or other, maybe you get something out.
I agree.
Tonight that says, through the end of March, come on in, we want you here. It's $5. I'm not trying to give you words, I'm just saying that February is almost over and we won't get that many. So get more in there.
Other comments from the public?
This may be repetitive, but have we done a survey of the town to ask them what interests and what things they'd like to do?
Yeah, yes, we have. Chris,
okay.
Remember?
And when was that?
When we did, remember, we were on the communication committee, and then there was a community center committee, and they did 900 people responded to a Survey Monkey, and they all wanted cooking, but we're not putting burners in. We're not putting Bunsen burners in there, so forget about it. No,
so is it a bad idea to repeat the survey process now that we really do have a community center?
Yes.
And you're going to have people.
It's a bad idea because we held it open for weeks and weeks and weeks just to get 900 responses.
Okay.
400 responses. I'm being generous. But I appreciate the thought. But we have really good ideas of what people in town wanted. And did you want to say something, or just like
I was just going to say that I've already contacted. I haven't called Paul yet. I was going to email him tomorrow morning.
Paul, you need to talk to Rick tomorrow.
But I've already spoken to Discover Bay Press, and I will have something to them by noon tomorrow.
Great. We don't want to get it in this edition if we can. Further comments on programming? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Diane, sorry.
I think that publicity is a major thing. Like, when I hear people say these different statements, like everybody said, and they're all saying opposite things.
Yeah.
Last time you mentioned maybe we could have a banner outside under new manager or something. Is that possible? I know there's some expense involved in that.
We're working on it.
I also like your idea with the
user fees, because I know summertime, people will love to bring their grandkids in and have a monthly fee for full usage. That would be great. I had a question with these fees, and I'm not sure. You said these are the fees that will be charged the next 4 months?
These are the fees that are currently being charged and that we will continue to maintain. This is their current
fee structure. I do not have any statistics, but I believe a lot of people that joined years ago are not charged these fees.
Well, when they come talk to us and sign up, we will have that. That was what the board, that's what the committee decided and recommended to the board in the finance plan. And
so would it be more like their fees will stay the same for the next 4 months, or these will be the fees? Because it could be very different.
It'll be the same. It's going to stay the same, aren't they?
Whatever they're paying now, what they're paying.
If they're paying $10 a month, they will not be paying $10 a month.
We know what they're paying.
Going forward.
You know what everyone's paying.
That's what
on a debit card.
We adopted this fee schedule. That's what I understand.
Because I think
off the current fee schedule.
Yeah. It's not about carrying somebody over. It's about moving forward.
If they had a deal with the Pilates that was different than what everybody else had, everybody will be, it'll be consistent.
Everybody on the same.
There's not going to be different deals for different people.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. But the older people, I'm not sure. I think some people might be paying 50,
well,
some people 60.
I'm sure we'll find that out very quickly. Some will be happy and one some won't. Any other comments from the public? Any other comments from the board? Okay. Staff, do you need any more guidance than that? Did you need any more action on that item?
Nope.
Okay. Item E5, I think I'm going to turn this over to committee person Madison for this item. Is that correct, staff?
That'd be correct.
Okay.
So if you open up your little packet, you will see some committee assignments. And the reason why I put this together is so we can really kickstart this thing. As Rick mentioned earlier, actually what everyone just mentioned in the last 10 minutes kind of plays into this thing. As far as kickstarting this, getting it going, making sure that we're all moving ahead and looking at every aspect of what's going in here for the next 4 months. I put these assignments together, not necessarily to say this is what you have to do, but more of a reference to, you know, just start the ball rolling. And you'll look under each person. Each person has two categories. For, you know, Kevin's, I put, you know, finance and website. And again, the reason why I put these together, you don't have to do a website, but at least you can be instrumental in making sure it gets done. Do we have a website yet, Rick, that we're putting together for this?
We will tie into our current website, but we don't have any.
But we don't have all the bullets and points and what we're doing and all the activities.
We do not.
Kind of my point there. Club events, you know, I put under my name. Anyone can use that one. You know, so we can start thinking of these things of what to do. I mean, I've got some, in my opinion, some great ideas what to do outside and inside and all that kind of stuff. Club layout kind of went into what we talked about earlier, making sure that the treadmills are going to be put in the right spot and all that kind of stuff. If nothing else, we each have something that we are, you know, kind of in charge of, and we don't have to, you know, be involved in the day-to-day stuff. But it's just going to be something that we can oversee or take a look at and just make sure that we're all on the same page. Chris, you talked about, this is perfect for you, you talked about your grounds and facilities. Where's the garden going to go? And you want bocce balls and you want all that stuff? Perfect. Why don't you go out there and start laying it out? And, you know, and then we get together with staff is, you know, kind of what I was doing. If you read that, I'm not going to bore everybody by reading the first page. I think everyone's got this, though, don't they? So if you read the first page at your convenience, basically, what I think we should do is we go out, we take a look at, you know, what we decide our assignments are. We come back to staff, to Rick, whatever it is, 2, 3, 4 days beforehand, give them all our ideas, and you sit down with Rick in the meantime and say, hey, have you guys thought about this? Where are we at with this? He'll go, no, we haven't thought about that, but that's a good idea. Yep, we've already thought about that, but we haven't thought of that twist. So by working with staff on a lot of this stuff and kind of doing your own thing, you know, talking about membership. I totally agree that, you know, right now we've got everyone that's a current member is going to be paying, you know, the membership fees of the current membership
fees.
But we do not have, for new people that want to sign up. I don't think we discussed that, do they? Are they going to pay the same fees? So maybe this is going to give us 4 months. You know, I put Paul in charge of membership. So maybe Paul, you know, can kind of take this over and start looking at, you know, what makes sense. I know personally, I've, you know, looked at every club, you know what their fees are, all that kind of stuff. So, and if, I don't know if you read the one that I, threw out, last week, but to me, something like that is a real good start. We've got, what Rick and Farron put together. So there's a lot of really neat things there, but I think we need to look at our competition out there that's, kind of sucking us dry right now. So my whole thing would just be to get started ASAP so we all can get going, so we all can move forward and stop the bleeding right now and start building some membership.
Any comments from the public on this?
I just want to mention there are dozens of Discovery Bay residents that drive to Brentwood, Delta Valley Athletic Club, for example. And we pay $90 a month for a couple. But we drive there because it's such a much nicer facility than here. So I'm just thinking on a going forward basis, I'd love to be attracted back here, so I could ride my bike to work out rather than drive 8 miles to Brentwood. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the future.
Thanks, Mike. Other comments with regards to this proposed committee assignments? Okay, how about with the board? Any questions or clarifications or ideas from the board? Paul?
I was just going to suggest one of the items that I think is missing is publicity.
I think I'm marketing.
This is something we need to have a marketing publicity on an ongoing basis, not a one-shot deal, in advance of death or whatever. And it should be something that's public, that gets out to all the driveways, right? That's the regular weekly newspaper that comes out. So that probably needs to be added in there somewhere. Maybe I'll even see if I can work on that myself. What the hell is the dog run?
We already talked about having a dog run. I mean, it's one of the things, a little dog park.
Oh, dog park.
Yeah, a little dog park.
I'm thinking of a, Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Chris.
I would suggest that, again, adding the marketing piece, and that's what I do for a living. I would suggest that not limit it to one member. I would say I would be attracted to being a support of multiple or teaming up. I just want to do some partnership, and if we were to break this down, but at least it would give a focal point so that we could bring back, like as Jim said, that we could bring it back to the next meeting for an update on either a timeline or here's where we're at, here's how close we're getting to a recommendation with you guys, or we're gathering input so that we can not tie this meeting up, but we can go work on the outside and then coordinate with staff. So that would be my suggestion, and so the categories look pretty good.
Diane, any input? Okay, I don't have any comment other than it's what I'm doing anyway, so I'm not making any huge commitment here. I would ask staff for their input on this because there's a whole paragraph here that will affect time management from staff. So I would I think that it would be appropriate to have input from staff on this. Or how it would work in or conflict with the plans that staff has made.
Thank you. As I've indicated to you, Chair Graves, the staff right now is somewhat at a tipping point because on this project, we haven't added new staff yet, but that time will be coming. I'm sure at some point. With respect to this type of information, I welcome it. I think it's great information. However, the committee determines they want to provide it. There are other opportunities, other ways to skin the cat, so to speak. It's possible that maybe each, over the course of the next few months, while the committee is getting into the weeds, that we take one of these subjects, one, two, three, four, there's five subjects there, five individuals, and over the course of the next couple months, maybe we dedicate one meeting so that all five of you can participate in the discussion. versus just one or two, because if you go to three, you have a Brown Act issue. So that's one way to do it, is we just schedule one of these items, and we talk, and you talk about it as a group, and provide direction from there. There's just multiple ways to look at it.
Again, I'll just say, I believe that we need to go as fast, as furious as we can for the next 4 months, so we can not only retain the folks that we have, but we start building a new membership as quickly as we can, by improving the grounds and everything else, and figuring out ways to build membership. I think if we take the slow boat to China route, we're going to be farther behind. But that's my opinion.
First, I would encourage that we encourage people to use the facility and not ask them to become members, because this is not a membership club, and that we stop using that vernacular when we talk, because that will get us in trouble. This is not a membership club. This is open to the entire, you don't have to be a member to use it. You pay a user fee, and you can choose to pay your user. I know I'm being redundant here, but I'm trying to make a point. You pay your user fee based on what period of time you want to use it. Whether you want to use it for 24 hours, 7 days, or a month, if that seems to be an appropriate plan to put together, and somebody should do that. We need to really refrain from calling this a membership club. That's not what this is. This is a community center that's open to the entire community to use as for as little as much as they want to, and they pay for it based on how much they use it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm going to make a recommendation that we take a secondary or another person on here and team up tonight, and I'm under the thinking this is not adding anything more than we've already. This is definitely covers items that we'll work on for the next 4 months, and I would say instead of membership, we use the term marketing, and I think that's more specific, and that's all about attraction and promotion, and I would suggest everybody on the committee express if they would be interested in two categories, and I'll make the first. I'm okay with what you assign me on this, Jim, but I'd also like to help Paul on the equipment and marketing side.
The only other comment I would like to make is that somebody that is works on the Water Wastewater Committee, which is the primary latent power that the board of directors and staff works with, that we make that we bring Farron into the discussion here, because Farron really has put a ton of time into this project, and she is also kind of the point person for our parks. I mean, she is our parks, but also the point person on this community center project. And I think it's important that Farron be included in discussions and planning, even maybe prior to taking it to staff, to make sure that it's all working fluid with between being the liaison to staff, I guess I should say, is how I look at Farron. To make sure that we're not all working in tangents away from each other, and we don't know that she's what staff may have planned for the day they're going to put the tiles on the wall that's going to conflict with something that we want to have planned, or whatever it happens to be. There needs to be a liaison to staff and to the planning, and since Farron's already running the parks and landscape, she would be the obvious choice for that. I don't mean to overstep my bounds of micromanaging my staff to tell them what their assignment should be, but I'm thinking from our standpoint, we should be looking more to Farron than we do to Rick, at least on the first. Oh, yeah. You already had done that.
Yeah,
okay. Because of our limited staff, that is obviously going to be the person that has the majority of responsibility for what occurs with regards to the community center.
There's a number of these things on the list, and I know that Mr. Mass put these together, a few weeks ago, and a lot of these things are being addressed as we speak. And there's some of the things that we're talking about, and they'll fall off the list really quickly. For example, the hours of operation. We're keeping the same hours of operation for the time being, and moving forward, I wasn't sure, Jim, if you were referring to using that as an example, that would be just for the current time frame or moving forward and past July 1st.
Actually, it was both. this, I think the most immediate thing is the next 4 months. So what we concentrate on now is what we can do to enhance this ASAP. And then, yes, once we breathe, then it's after July, we do the whole thing again.
I would encourage the committee to remember that this is a 3.5 month program. And if we're going to be continuing it into the next fiscal year, our staff is going to need, and the board is going to need, some recommendations from the committee moving forward as to future ongoing operations of the facility, not just in the next 120 days or thereabouts, but it's certainly going to be a much more in-depth looking forward than I see it, because we have to get the budgetary numbers in place if the committee is going to go in that direction.
And I think that's kind of what I'm saying is, you know, yes, we need, I think, again, we need to do this right away so we can get it going. And then once we, you know, hopefully in the next month, we'll all have, you know, all this stuff taken care of. And then as a committee, we can start looking into the future and what other buildings we want and other, those types of things.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just think, yeah, the categories that can carry us shorter as long. This seems more immediate in the next 2 or 3 months. And I would hope that, you know, in the next, in 30 days, we've definitely got the current stuff caught up on at least a action plan. And then as far as the future stuff, can we, you know, work on that? And we'll have those ideas. We can have a discussion with the committee in, say, April or something, that we can start talking, hey, we've been doing this a month and a half, 2 months. People are right, you know, they're dropping note cards into the box that are saying, hey, we'd like to have this programming, or boy, wouldn't it be nice to have this feature, or you know, when are you going to do this? And we can talk about those things. So, but yeah, I think this is kind of...
I think this is a great matrix, and I think it identifies a lot of the key areas. Like, obviously, there's going to be some that drop off, and there's going to be some that you want to get added as we go through.
This is just the start to get going.
It's a great matrix for us to look at, see what the challenges. I mean, there's a lot of tasks on there that need to be addressed, and so I think it's a great place to start. I would encourage, as Chris said, I would encourage all of us not to look only at our own row, but to look at other items that we might have interest in. Creativity is not one of my fortes. Numbers are my forte. So I think it's great that you have people that have creative ideas that are working on some things and functional ideas for other people, and it seems to work out well. So I think it's a great place to start, and a great matrix to use to keep us focused on what needs to happen over the next 3.5 months. And I would say that at the very latest, by May 15th, we better have an idea of what's going on with the facility, because we're never going to get it. We're never going to get it to the board with any sort of budget or recommendation if we don't
if I can encourage you, let's shoot for April 30th.
I understand. I threw 15 extra days in there, but there's a lot of it's going to have to do with communication with the public and letting the public know what's there. I would encourage staff to start communicating, and I'm sorry that Farron had to go take care of her kids, but to get staff talking to local vendors for a farmer's market. Sooner we can get a farmer's market type, if it's feasible. Maybe it's not a good idea. I kind of like the idea personally, and a farmer's market over there that will bring people of different people that aren't maybe. I mean, they're health conscious because they're at a farmer's market, but they may not be recreational focused yet. And when they see what's there and the things are going on, those kind of things have to happen. Whose list is that on?
Well, if you look under Jim, where it says first and third Saturday, that's exactly what I had planned, Kevin, is hopefully we can bring in the first and third Saturday. My vision is, of course, we'll have to agree on it, but my vision is it is open to the public. Everyone comes in. We have vendors back there. We have bouncies for kids. We have paint things for the kids. We have all sorts of, we have bocce ball back there, whatever we want to do back there. Pools open. This is going to allow people to come in and start looking at what we have going on, and then they'll become more inclined to join the community center and have a lot of fun right there. My little vision is to have music during the daytime and probably the first Saturday of the month all the way through summer as we transition more into the back in the days where we had the beer and wine and the little jazz festivals and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, kind of go in that direction. So and the adults, you know, in the end. Maybe we do that two Saturdays. Maybe
we
just do it one.
Movie nights, those ideas.
Yeah, movie nights. Yeah, we got it all in there. We got all sorts of stuff.
Cool. Any other comments or conclusions?
Do we want to? I mean, are we good taking what we have? Or you want to move stuff around? Doesn't matter to me. I just think the sooner we get going, the better.
Yeah, no, I like the matrix the way it stands.
It's fine. All right.
And I just remind those that want to do something else to speak to one person about that and not two, so we don't have any Brown Act violations. And
will you give me a hand, Paul?
Sure.
All right.
And that's all I have on that. Anything else, staff?
What I'll do is I'll send out an email to each of you and try and set some initial times to get together and to discuss moving forward.
Okay, any other future agenda items other than what has been spoken about tonight?
When's our next meeting going to be? Because that will dictate if I say something.
Well, when do you want it so I can keep you quiet? No, I'm just kidding.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. Here's my dilemma. You guys know my dilemma. My dilemma is that my next availability is the 25th.
Well, I'll tell you what my future agenda of items would be is incentives.
Incentives for who?
Incentives to bring membership in. So it'd be incentives for the aerobics instructor, incentives for people who work there, incentives
You're talking about financial incentives?
Yep.
Bonuses?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave that in staff's hands to analyze and bring a recommendation if they have one. We don't have a budget for that.
Actually, I put a little budget in.
I think that their incentive should be to keep things working. To increase the I don't want to be blunt.
If you want to keep things current with the way they are, there's already a $15 incentive for when they sign up. That's already been in place.
Yeah, I don't.
We have.
Do we know anything about that? You heard anything about that?
Is Rick going to bring a pack or staff?
Okay, that's a future agenda item. That's
yep.
We're discussing it now, and that's my fault. Should not be discussing it. It's not on the agenda. We will make that a future agenda item. That was my fault. I apologize. Thank you, Jim, for bringing that up.
Roger.
Something for staff to and you can discuss with staff and put together a plan.
I will. I will indeed.
Any other future agenda items?
I'm sure we'll bring stuff to you.
Oh, there'll be more before then. But I'm just saying, we'll have any here tonight. Then I guess, can we schedule the next meeting for the 25th of February? That's 2 weeks.
Yep, roger that.
25th?
Okay. What day is that, Monday?
Monday.
Perfect.
That'll work right up till football season, and then we're going to have to change nights.
No,
just kidding. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, board. Meeting adjourned.